I'm Aaron Schachter, in for Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Drug violence is still a huge problem in parts of Mexico. It's bad enough to force some people to flee. In a moment, we'll hear the true story of a Mexican policeman who fled to Iowa. But first, let's talk about the most wanted man in Mexico and all of North America right now, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. He broke out of prison last week and remains on the lam. The Mexican government says they will recapture him. But Guillermo Galdós isn't so sure. He's one of the two men behind a Frontline documentary airing tonight. It's called Drug Lord, The Legend of Shorty. And it documents a two-year effort to get an interview with El Chapo.
I have been covering the war on drugs for the last 15 years, and I know how things move. And we didn't believe that Guzman was the most wanted man in the world at that time. And certainly in Mexico, they were not looking for him.
So he was the most wanted man in the world, and no one was actually looking for him.
Yeah, that's what we find out.
Now, you do get deep inside El Chapo's inner circle in this film. What did you learn about him specifically, and is there something you found out that you hadn't known before?
I didn't imagine that these people were going to hang around the way they did, with their cars, with their personal armies, and without the world, certainly, you know, the Mexicans or the Americans, with the technology that there is available, and they couldn't see that.
Just about everyone you speak with, at least at the beginning of the movie, says essentially, yeah, I can get you to him, but, you know, he could kill you. It's a little creepy. Were you scared of that?
Well, really, you know, I don't work for the police. I don't work for the DEA. You know, I'm a storyteller. And the only thing I wanted to do is to tell the story of the Sinaloa cartel. And that's why we decided to go up there. And, you know, we had quite a lot of patience, because it's not that you knock on the door and you go up the mountains. You know, it took us 2 years to get there. But at the end we did, and at the end we managed to see the headquarters of an organization that actually nowadays has proved that has quite a lot of power.
There are moments where you're standing outside Guzman's house, or at least one of his houses, because he's invited you up there, and then he won't see you. And there's a moment toward the end of the film where you say you believe he was actually watching you. He seemed, at least at some points, to be playing with you guys. Do you think that was true?
When they took us up to El Cielo, to this house, which is, you know, a very simple house, and a place that, you know, is one of his favorite places, you know, full of oranges and roses, and you can see the whole valley. You know, there's quite a lot of armed security there. So, you know, we thought that he was around. But again, it's, you know, we could not have been there without his permission. You know, I'll put it to you this way. So it was not like he was playing with us.
Okay.
You know, he obviously, you know, he was aware of what we were doing. And I think at the end, there was no opportunity for him to say anything relevant. You know, and what was he going to say? That he was in bed with the Mexican politicians? Because, you know, I was not going to ask him about his option for cultivating roses or oranges. You know, that he knew I was not that kind of guy. You know, there was no reason why to, you know, show himself. But I can guarantee you that, you know, we had a very clear perception of how things are run up there. How these private armies, you know, move around La Sierra, and, you know, how is the business is run from the mountains of Sinaloa.
El Chapo has escaped yet again from prison. Do you think he's again hiding in plain sight, as you suggest in the film?
I think that he is the lord of the tunnels, and wherever he is, he's going to go to a place where he has the support of the local people, where he's also sure that the Americans are not going to drone him or send special forces without Mexico's permission. And that won't happen. You know, I don't think so in the near future. So, and to a place where he can play with his tunnels, you know, and I think that's, there's only one place like that, and that will be his home state.
In other words, says Guillermo Galdós, he's back to Sinaloa. His Frontline documentary, Drug Lord, The Legend of Shorty, airs tonight on PBS.